This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization on Friday warned that the coronavirus pandemic is not going away and might still have a long way to burn in our society as countries across the world experience spikes in new cases. Speaking at a news conference in Geneva, the executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Dr. Michael Ryan, said the organization was adding 1.82 million cases to the global case count and an average somewhere between 40 and 50,000 deaths every week.
And thankfully, that is not rising exponentially, but that is a hugely high figure to be settling at. That is not where we want to be.
Ryan said while countries can be optimistic that deaths from COVID-19 have fallen, the international community should not consider 50,000 deaths a week as an acceptable number. Israel has entered a second nationwide lockdown on Friday at the onset of the Jewish High Holy Day season. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Residents have been told to stay mostly at home for Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, traditionally seen as a time for families to gather. Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld.
And these rules and regulations will continue until the 11th of the month, in another 3 weeks' time, in order to prevent the spread of COVID-19 across the country.
The country's initial lockdown was imposed in late March and eased in May as new coronavirus cases tapered off, reaching low single-digit numbers. But in the past week, new cases have reached daily highs of over 5,000, and Israeli leaders now acknowledge that they lifted measures too soon.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This